Jabari, of course, escaped. He hurt a few bystanders in the zoo, including a three-year-old child. He was gunned down by the Dallas Police Department and killed, and there's been a lot of controversy about that.
It's a big story on it today, and they still don't know how he got out.
Right.
They still can't figure it out.
Well, maybe we can shed some light on this situation, because joining us now is a Deep Throat informant from the Dallas Zoo, and we have digitally altered this Deep Throat informant's voice to protect his or her identity, and that was the condition that he or she agreed to come on the show under. So, good morning, Deep Throat. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, thank you for the time, and thank you for your courage in coming forward. Can we ask who you are or what relation you were to Jabari?
Yes. I am a fellow gorilla at the lockup in the Dallas Zoo.
You're a what?
A fellow gorilla.
Oh, you're a gorilla too?
Yes.
Huh.
Wow, this is our first conversation with a gorilla.
I have to be honest with you. Unlike a lot of the gorillas at the zoo, I admit that I did my crime.
You did what?
My crime.
You did your crime?
Yes.
What did you do?
I'm doing 10 to 15 for B&E.
It's not a lockup. It's not a prison.
Well,
zoo.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's just something we didn't know about it.
Jabari was not the most popular simian on the block.
Why is that?
He would often taunt the other gorillas.
Really?
He would often fling his own waste at some of us gorillas while we were holding prayer meetings.
Don't all gorillas do that? Aren't you guys always flinging that stuff around?
He would laugh and call us a bunch of dumb apes.
So he was a mean gorilla.
He was apey and so simian. It's very sad because Jabari had a chance to get sober in prison.
Oh, he did? Oh, he had a problem with the bottle, huh?
He didn't take the chance that was given. Let me tell you about this, Jabari.
Please do, Deep Throat informant from the Dallas Zoo, fellow gorilla.
He was in for life, so he was desperate for escape.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite movie was The Shawshank Redemption.
You know, we wondered about that.
He would sit on his ape ass all day long talking about the movie and how he was going to escape as soon as he was able to secure a poster of Dr. Zira.
So do you know, you have any idea how he got out?
I will tell you in a moment.
Oh, okay.
His crime was horrible.
What did he do?
He murdered a string of ape hookers in the Northwest.
There is no such thing as an ape hooker.
And then later, here in Texas, he had a Scott Peterson-like crime.
Oh, no, gosh. Now, don't joke about something like that.
I am not joking, sir.
Let him tell Jabari.
I'm sorry.
Right before he escaped, I witnessed him snort a line of angel dust and inject cocaine into his monkey heart.
Gorilla couldn't do that to himself.
His heart.
He then turned to me and said, "I can fly. Watch this." He then leapt 57 feet into the air to the top of the fence.
Wow, that's how he got out.
Yeah, explains it.
Before he went over, he said, What are you doing, frightening Jabari? He said, "I am going to attack a human child."
Oh, gosh.
I said, "Jabari, not all humans are the ones who imprisoned you."
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't care. I said, "You have a chance at redemption, mean Jabari." He said, "Don't worry, Anonymous. You watch. Soft-minded humans will make a hero out of me for this.
And Jabari was right.
He said, although I will bite the head of a child, they will call me the victim and organize candlelight vigils for me rather than their own, whom I will try to kill.
So Jabari was a prophet.
Yes.
Wow.
He always said he wanted to be famous just like the Columbine kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you're not making this up.
At this point, he had been hanging on the electrified fence for about 5 minutes and was growing tired of the conversation. Then over he went and into the history buicks.
Buicks?
And I will say, in his years here, I saw terrible things.
Oh, gosh. Well, like what?
I saw him assault a female orangutan with a banana.
Oh, that's awful.
I saw him beat up a mongoose.
Mongoose?
I saw him put a sleeping rhino's hand in a glass of warm water.
He's a prankster.
I even saw him hang a sack of flour over the doorway of the kangaroo cage. One time, he ripped the tire off the rope and put it down over my shoulders and pummeled me with his ape hand.
He was a bully.
Listen, none of us want to be here, although some of us are institutionalized. Like old Brooksy the tiger.
Okay. All right.
Although it is wrong for us to be in lockup, I don't support what Jubari did.
Right, sure, I understand.
But I also don't think he deserved to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the cops should have just reasoned with him and told him it wasn't worth it. Maybe brought out a psychologist with a bullhorn.
Right.
I should not say any more.
Oh, deep throat.
Oh, it's all right.
Jabari has family members in Mesquite who will kill me if they found out.
All right.
Ape silence. I must go now.
Thank you, anonymous gorilla. Thank you so much for your honesty.
Boy, we learned a lot.
Hey, did you see that picture in the paper today that they have like a makeshift memorial?
Mm-hmm.
That some folks have dropped off gorilla stuff, and
bananas.
I don't know about bananas. I think flowers. I don't know about bananas.